Joining me on this edition of Our Town is Al Rojas. He is the brand new branch manager for Oregon Pacific Bank. How are you doing?
Yeah, good morning, George. Thank you. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, you've been around for a while. Talk a little bit about your tenure at OPB and coming up through the ranks. What was that like?
Oh, let's see. Well, I moved here from Arizona 10 years ago.
Where
almost
in,
10 years
in
ago.
Arizona?
Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Phoenix, you
so
know.
I'm from Tucson. So
oh, nice. Yep. Yeah. So I moved here about 10 years ago, and I started working at OPB as a receptionist. And I just knew that it was a great company to be with, and I noticed right away how much they do for the community, and I wanted to grow. I wanted to grow up with that, and 10 years later, I'm the new branch manager. Yeah.
So I'm so cool, because I want this to be about you, but I have to tell you a story, because when I first started out in radio, my first job in radio was as the receptionist.
Really?
And so, and then I just started doing things at the radio station that I knew how to do, got recognized, and started moving up. I'm assuming, is that a similar route?
Yeah. Well, my background is management, and I have my degree in management. So I knew I wanted to grow, you know, to grow with the company, but I didn't know how. You know, how much. And my goal was to become the operations manager, which I did. And then the next goal was branch manager. And we all love Lori. She's been there almost 40 years.
Yeah.
And I was in no hurry. And when she announced her retirement, I was the first one sliding into first base.
Yeah. Here's my details. How about me, huh?
Yeah. But it was, you know, there were a few applicants, you know, but I'm glad I was chosen, so I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
So I'm curious. I'm going to ask you go from hot, dry, sunny to the coast. What preempted that?
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. So we came to visit. My kids were little, and we came to visit during the summertime. You know, I got tricked.
And yeah, because summer in Tucson,
exactly.
Phoenix.
And so my kids loved it, and they're like, Dad, we need to move. And we're like, okay, we're not moving back. So we did. We make the change, and we loved it. And then winter came. And I waited a minute, you know. But, you know, it's a great town. One thing we noticed right away, everybody's so friendly. You know, we were brand new to town, and people were going out of their way to say hello. You know, hey, where are you from? You know, trying to start a conversation. And that doesn't happen in big cities. So it was a very refreshing town to be in, and I liked it, you know.
Yeah, probably in a place like Phoenix, you don't go down the street and have too many people going, hey, how are you? Where are you from? You
know? I lived in my house for probably 2 years, and I met my neighbor probably twice. Mm-hmm. And we happened to be taking out the trash at the same time. And that was it. You know, so you don't really talk to people. You just go.
So obviously, you know, your list of things that you've done or do involve some volunteer work as well and some board work. Were you always a kind of a volunteer kind of person, or is it mainly the when you saw what the community was like, you wanted to participate more?
Well, when I tell you the truth, I never knew how the community worked when it comes to how things happen. Like, who's putting together the rodeo parade? Who's putting together this or that? Who's bringing customers in from out of state, especially during winter hours or, you know, winter times. So I started looking into it, and the opportunity came to join the chamber board, and I did. That happened like 4 years ago. But before that, right off the get-go with OPB, I started volunteering with Habitat for Humanity, Boys and Girls, Food Share, you know, and anytime they needed a little bit of help, it was nice to be out there with the community and giving back a little bit, which I never really had a chance in a big city.
So where did the DJ Al come in?
All right. So I had been DJing for over 20 years. And when I moved to Florence, I gave it up. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with DJing. You know, I want to try something different. And a month later, my kids called me.
One month after
a month after
okay,
I moved
back.
My kid called me, and he told me the DJ for the school dance called out. And they didn't have a DJ for that night. So it was like a really short notice. I'm like, okay, I'll be right there. And that was it. It took one time, one dance, one school dance, and everybody, hey, can you do this again? Can you do this? And now I'm back in, you know, full swing of DJing.
I was going to say, you see, it's almost all the time. And
yeah,
like
I love
you mentioned
it.
Before we came on the air, with the casino remodeling right now, they don't do live, because you also do live music.
Yeah, I do the sound for the bands. I'm the sound tech, and I love it. Music has always been part of my life. You know?
And that's, I noticed the casino, they didn't really chintz on their sound. You've got the fully automated.
Yeah.
You can walk around with the iPad.
Exactly.
Or whatever, changing the
yeah.
Sound
when I saw the previous gentleman, I'm like, no, there's got to be a better, easier way to do things. So I started digging in and I got it to work and it's much, much easier. And I like moving with technology, you know,
yeah,
make,
so
it, make it easier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I like
yep.
that.
Yeah.
So now as the new branch manager, what are you noticing? Did you already kind of know with Lori what was involved in it, or are you finding out there's new stuff to?
Well, it doesn't take effect until probably May when Lori leaves us. But I have been working with Lori side by side for the last 6 years. Once I expressed interest on becoming or moving up on with the company, she pretty much took me under her wing, and she's been teaching me here and there, you know, everything she does, and she always coaching me on how to do things. Okay, so now, you know, learn from the mistakes, and this is how we do it. And I have the client relationship down. I mean, I love my clients and I get along with them. So I have that already throughout the years. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be much easier than, you know, starting from the bottom.
Right. Yeah. Getting a chance to shadow with someone who's been doing
definitely.
It successfully for that
long. Yeah. So until then, right now, I'm kind of like doing double duty, I guess. I'm still doing my previous job and learning the new things. But I'm really looking forward to it. The community has been very, very nice and kind to me. Yeah.
Now, let me see. Currently, are you the president of the Chamber of Commerce Board?
I am.
Okay.
Yep. I have one more year to do.
So one more year. So
yeah.
what do you like about that?
Again, you know, it's about how much they do for the community. I never knew who did the 4th of July, who did this or that. And the Chamber does a lot for the community. 2 weekends ago, we did the Charter Wine Trail. And that was a really nice break for wintertime to bring that many people to town.
I couldn't believe how
yes.
many people.
Yeah, well, so the Chamber changed a little bit, and it keeps, you know, growing and changing things. So we're trying new things. Last year was the first time we tried the Charter Trail during wintertime, and it was a big hit. So this year we did it again, and again, it was great.
And we dodged a bullet with the winter weather.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Just a couple of days.
Yeah, it was great to see all those people from... I was playing music down there on Sunday, and I met people from California. We had a family from Tokyo, Japan.
I heard that.
Yeah. So it was nice.
And
they were
came
visiting
specifically for this.
They were visiting. They were passing through, and when they saw that on the social media, they decided to make a stop, and they did, and they loved it. Hmm. So we sent one of our floats to Tokyo. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So cool. It was a really great turnout.
All right. So. Obviously, you're younger than me. Do you see yourself putting in the kind of years that Lori put in, or hope to anyway?
I hope so. At my previous job, I worked there for 17 years, so I'm not a job hopper.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to, you know, the long run. You know, I like OPB, what he does for the community and its employees. So yes, maybe 20 more.
Well, congratulations to you, and
thank you.
Good luck, and I'll see you at a board meeting soon.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, George.
Everybody, that's Al Rojas. He is our new branch manager at Oregon Pacific Bank. Next hour, we'll visit with members of the Florence Arts, Culture, and Entertainment on the March edition of Our Town.